Hello, the ranch.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ben.
Ben Ryan?
Yes, sir. Well, unless I owe you money. Do I owe you money?
It's Cody Jinks, brother. How are you?
Cody! Not too bad, man. It's good to hear from you. How you been?
I have been laying low, dude. I've been off almost 5 weeks, man. We're about to start hitting it hard. We dropped that single today, and the new record comes out next month, so we're about to start trucking again.
That's right, man. I'm digging this tune, and the new record comes out, what, July 27th, is it?
Yes, sir. July 27th. Lifers.
Of course, I got to do the standard radio thing. Tell me about the album. Tell me about the single.
I'm as excited about this record as any record I've ever put out, and it's because I had a lot of my friends help me write it. There's only one song on this whole record that I wrote by myself. The rest of them are just awesome. I'll start with the opening single, Man Must Be the Whiskey. Wrote that one with Josh Morningstar. Just really loved his stuff, and he totally lobbed me a softball, and I really didn't even write a whole heck of a lot on that one. So I was like, man, that is a cool song. Let's put that one out as the first single, and it's been fun, man. I've had a lot of good response from it. I've had some bad response from it too, which, hey, that comes with it, man. So
any press is good press.
Well, yeah, there's some people that, it's like I've read this and read that, today, because, I want to see what people are saying about it. But most part, it's been really cool, man. Proud of the song. But going back to the record, there are so many rad, awesome people on this record. Paul Coffin, Ward Davis, Austin Alsip's on it. Scott Copeland, Billy Don Burns, Whitey Morgan, Tennessee Jet helped me write the title track for it. I know I'm forgetting a couple of them, but just a killer lineup of people.
Were you and Scott actually able to get together and write some stuff?
No, actually, I just covered one of his, man. As long as Scott and I have been friends, we've never actually been able to finish a song together, which that just happens. Actually, I went and saw him the other night playing Fort Worth. My wife and I had a date night, got a baby soon, went and watched Coke Boy. Yeah, we've never finished one together. I covered a song of his called Seventh Floor. It was one of the times he was in jail that he wrote that one, and I've always loved the song, so giving some love to the homies, man. He's always been super excellent to me, taught me a lot about writing. Scott's such an important part of my songwriting journey.
Well, you remember the Scott Copeland Old Time Radio Hour?
Oh, yeah.
That show.
Yeah, here's my favorite Texas country artist from Jacksonville, Florida. Play some Tom Petty. Oh, my gosh, dude. It was so funny. I missed that show. It was so great.
Something else is you've got coming up. You got the single that dropped today. The new album, Lifers, comes out July 27th. Folks, mark that on your calendar. Do not miss out on this. I'm sure you can probably do some pre-ordering on that, can't you?
Absolutely.
But aside from all that, you've got your own music festival right here in Fort Worth, by God, Texas.
We do, man, and I'm super, super stoked about it. It's called Loud and Heavy Fest. It's on my 38th birthday, Panther Island.
Old man.
Yeah. Hey, old man, you're the guy that started spinning my stuff almost 10 years ago. It's just a super cool group of bands, man. We wanted it to be called Loud and Heavy. We wanted a bunch of outlaw-type stuff there, and got Whiskey Myers coming out, Ward Davis and Paul Coffin and Nikki Lane, and Corrosion of Conformity, which is one of my favorite bands ever. They're a metal band. We've got The Sword coming out. Sonny's on there. Yeah. Whitey's on there.
Man, that is a killer lineup. I don't know how anybody in town's going to be able to compete with that night. Or that weekend, for that matter.
I don't know. Florida Georgia Line's going to be nearby on the 17th. I don't know if that's going to hurt us or not.
Well, folks, if you want to find out more about Loud and Heavy Fest, you can swing by loudandheavyfest.com. And Cody, what's your website?
CodyJinks.com. And then you can go to iTunes and get the record, and the day it drops, it'll show up right on your handy pocket computer and you can listen to it.
I think we should spin this new single, but before we do that, anything else for the fine folks, the FWD?
I want to tell you personally thank you for taking a chance and actually getting in trouble with the former program director up there years and years ago for spinning my stuff.
Sometimes you just got to break the rules.
I've been doing it my whole life, brother. You have too.
Yep.
I appreciate it, man. No, I thank you for everything that you and the ranch and everybody's done for me, and you guys are the first guys I've talked to on this whole new deal, so just wanted to call and say hi to you guys and give my love and my thanks and all that good stuff.
Cody, I love you, man, and I'm happy to say here is Cody Jinks with Must Be the Whiskey, and it's from the new record Lifers, which drops July 27th. Appreciate your time, Cody.
Love you, brother.